Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa's much-touted national dialogue is meant to bring us together, but it's starting to fall apart. Well, this week, a number of legacy foundations have withdrawn. They've announced their withdrawal. And the question is why. They argue the process has become rushed, it's poorly funded, and drifted from a citizen-driven focus. Well, this here's a quote. Chief amongst the reasons is a staggering and a troubling, opaque 700 million rand. In a time of economic pain and institutional distrust, should this be where we are going? To help us unpack what's at stake, both in terms of the dialogue and our democracy, we're joined by Sandile Swane. He's a political analyst and commentator. Sandile, good morning. Thank you again for joining us on the Morning Mayhem. So why did the six foundations actually withdraw from this dialogue process?
First of all, I think we have to agree that the dialogue is supposed to be a citizen-led process, which means the postponement or otherwise of the dialogue should be in the hands of the citizens, certainly not in the hands of the government. There are valid complaints that the budget the allocation has not been done properly by the government on time, and that we're now going to have emergency procurements, which are very prone to corruption. The logistics of even this very first session, which will be this Friday, which is supposed to be followed by other sessions in other places and so on and so forth. The budgets for that, the logistics for that, and preparations for that apparently have not been confirmed, have not been put in place. So there is a chance that, and also there's a misalignment of why are we having this consultation? What is the nature of this consultation? There's still misalignment on those issues. So those are the by and large, the reasons why these foundations have pulled out of this particular Friday issue, whilst they continue as they have in the past to support the idea that there should be a national dialogue in South Africa. So as to how they'll come on board later on, we are not clear.
Does the removal or the withdrawal of these organizations, does it destroy this concept of this national dialogue? Does it remove the legitimacy?
What removes the legitimacy is not just the withdrawal of these organizations. It is the issues that they raise. Once you read the document that they have prepared, because they've gone into great detail to explain why they're withdrawing, it is clear that the dialogue is likely to be a sham, where it's just a form of activity without giving the citizens a chance to go to the nitty-gritties, for instance, of why we've been in economic decline since 2009 till today, when other comparable nations have been doing much better than us. Where we are now much more highly ranked in terms of corruption, more highly ranked in terms of organized crime, poverty, and inequality. So citizens, and our citizens in South Africa, as you will know, are extremely highly competent people. We have people who've been chairmen of major corporations, others principals of universities, others chief engineers, all sorts of people who are extremely capable. Yet their nation is being captured by politicians, the GNU, the ANC, and being railroaded into mediocrity. And this process, because of the nitty-gritty of how it is being organized, is also likely not to be a success.
Does anybody think that this is coming from a place of integrity and genuineness, given where the ANC and Cyril Ramaphosa himself sit in terms of reputation and credibility?
The integrity of the dialogue process, the integrity of the motives for starting the dialogue, obviously is not the same for everybody. the government would engage in the dialogue process because, as Chinua Achebe said, things are falling apart. And they want to sort of try and hold it together and hope that, for instance, what they already have been doing, such as Operation Vulindlela, will bring about a positive outcome, regardless of the of what the citizens are. I believe that the people who may be coming to this process with more sincere interests and motives are actually the citizens more than the government.
So is there a way that this gets not only saved, but also becomes something productive and not just a fantastic waste of both time, money, and focus?
It's going to take a lot of strong arming. In other words, these foundations and the other people who have withdrawn from the dialogue need to find a way of wrestling, literally wrestling with the government to take this thing back and say this thing belongs to the citizens and these are the inputs. Some of those inputs could even end up saying we want to call an early election because you guys have actually failed to run this country. So the government is very aware that this thing could jeopardize them and what they are doing there and their benefits that they are getting there, if it is a genuine and sincere national dialogue. So those who are now withdrawing and those who have not perhaps joined need to start asking themselves how they wrestle this process from being some form of different version of state capture.
So finally then, what would you suggest that could be done to structure this and avoid it just becoming another angle for corruption and in fact reducing trust, not building it?
For instance, I cannot immediately imagine why anybody would refuse to allow time for more 8 weeks for more preparation to be observed. So these guys have made a mess, if we're to be honest about it, a total 100% mess from 2009 until today, and they are continuing with the mess. So to stop for 8 weeks and say, we are stopping this lorry, we are going to reorganize ourselves and do this thing properly, it's very necessary. And I think that we must not be angry or anything like that. We must understand that these failures and mediocres who are running government are trying to resist proper change that is coming about. And it is incumbent upon the citizens to wrestle with them and wrestle and wrest the process from their clutches.
That is very interesting. And that is where we leave it, Sandile Swane. Thank you as always.
I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think that, let's just say that there's going to be a national dialogue, and whether we think of it as absolute rubbish, a waste of time, just another diversion so that the ANC can continue talking and not doing, that aside, and those are all things that probably a good portion of us do think. But if this is to go ahead, how would you recommend that it does? What would be the basis for these dialogues? And what would you hope to accomplish? If you had to list a number of things, 3 points that you would hope would be accomplished by South Africans getting together to talk and to listen to each other, what would the priorities be for you?